You have to do the intro.
Welcome to the Lazaro Lab. I'm Ryan Lazaro.
And I'm Matt Lazaro. And today, we have a special
announcement.
Well, that too, I guess. Ryan's pregnant. Now, so, you know, we haven't been podcasting in a bit, right? And we're going to start filming regularly. Ryan wants to film one episode a day.
Oh, we could try.
No, I'm joking. We're not going to do that. So, yeah, this will be the first episode of spring. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing right now, what we're focusing on. We had a ultra marathon that we were supposed to do, but due to a series of injuries, we had to pull out. And so, yeah, now our goals are a little different.
Just decide to bulk life now.
Well, you know, speaking of bulk life, that's kind of one of the things that led us to our new endeavor, per se.
Yes.
You got to put the mic up closer.
You want that?
Huh? Yeah, apparently you do. Look at that, though, right there. Yeah. So, you know, currently we are in terrible shape. Right? Wouldn't you say?
I feel great.
Oh, no. For ourselves, we reached a point where we realized that when you stop running 20 something miles a week, that gives you a sharp decline in overall activity. But if you don't compensate for providing more exercise to compensate for it, or if you don't adjust your calories, you can easily gain a little bit of weight.
Oh yeah, I mean, I ramped it up quite a bit. We're burning like what, 3,000, 5,000 calories a day?
Well, more than that, 5,000 on some of the longer days, easily. And we were easily consuming that amount of calories too.
But yeah, I was eating, first, I thought 3,000 a day, but then I started calculating it and probably swaying more toward 5,000 a day. It was a very aggressive, probably 2 months of weight gain.
Well, okay, so when we were training, you know, aside from all the running, we were still doing our regular weightlifting, some Metcons, just some general, you know, generalized training on top of that. So the problem that we were running into is that to continue training at that level, you have to fuel yourself. And it just means more calories.
That was a lot of Sour Patches.
Yeah, a lot of Sour Patch Kids were consumed in the span of many months.
The problem was, if I couldn't find the small 120 calorie pack, it was the 8 to 10 serving one.
So that's almost 1,000 calories per bag.
We'll do a long run and end up finishing it by the time I got home.
Yeah, that was
like 800 to 1,000 calories.
Yeah,
just it was, candy.
It was a bit on the high side. Nonetheless, while we were doing that level of training, it was totally okay to consume that. Our weight, my weight went down initially.
Weight I maintained.
Ryan tried really hard to not lose muscle, and yeah. But, yeah, so essentially over the span of about 2 months, we both acquired some injuries that made it nearly impossible
to run. Some calories.
And, yes, and we stacked some calories on our actual body. How many pounds of fat did you gain?
Since when?
Since your leanest.
This time last year, I was 174. Yesterday, I weighed 194.
Is it all fat?
Oh, no. Okay. 80-20.
Was it really? It was not 80% muscle.
No.
Did you really gain muscle, though, out of that 20 pounds?
I think a little bit. Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to pull up the numbers, guys. We're going to be really transparent right now. For the record, we're not really fat. Like, that's not... that's not really what's going on here. It's just we're not satisfied with our current level of body composition per se. So the last time that I checked,
yeah, this is only like maybe 2 pounds of muscle gain. 18 pounds of fat and water. No wonder everything fits different.
So mine was currently about 215 at 15% body fat, almost 105 pounds of skeletal muscle. What are you at?
For which one?
Right now, your weight and everything. Just go right here. That's it?
194.3, 89.7.
That's good.
Skeletal muscle, 20.4% body fat. See, a couple of weeks ago I was 19, but I like round even numbers.
So he rounded his body
now
off.
Now it's time to start.
Yeah. It's good time. Yeah, but my last scan earlier in the year, before injury, I was about 207. No, I'm sorry, 205. At same muscle and 10% body fat. So basically I gained about 10, 11 pounds of actual fat on my body. And that's why I can't see all of my abs right now.
Is that why no one calls you slim anymore?
No one. What do you mean no? No one called me that to begin with.
Yeah, I'm here to talk to that slim guy.
Will you point them out so I can punch them in the face every time someone does that, you jerk? Or maybe they just thought I was slim standing next to you. You.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm petite.
You're petite. 194 pounds standing at 5'2".
5'6".
Yeah, I know. Okay, so nonetheless, we and a group of our friends have agreed.
Thick boys.
Thick Boy Running Club. We are transitioning into a 7-week de-thickening challenge. Sounds about right, right?
Flab to fit.
Flab to fit, flab to fab. Yeah, man. So we're doing flab to fab in 7 weeks. Now, let me preface this. This is not something most people should do. We're setting some extremely aggressive goals, and the only reason it seems aggressive is because the amount of time it took to gain, we're gonna lose it in half the time. But it's also something we're getting back to a point where it is already something that's sustainable for us. So we're not overshooting for something that's like uncharted territories or anything like that. It's merely to get back to where we were maintaining prior. So we're not going to do anything ridiculous. Well, I don't know. Ryan's already talking about something crazy.
No.
He was going to eat 1,000 calories a day.
That's 14 pounds in 7 weeks.
It's only 2 pounds a week. I mean, really, it's actually possible. But, you know, like I said, this is not something I would typically recommend for anybody.
It's going to be tough not to lose any muscle.
Yes. Yeah. That is the going to be the hardest part. Our contest, we all put in money, and the winner will take all. So it was only one winner, how it should be, actually. No participation points right now. No trophies for the participators. You either win or you don't win.
A penalty workout for the losers.
Yes, and there is a penalty workout that we have yet to fully agree on. And
you
we're
know,
gonna...
You know what? It should be like a 6 to 10 hour hike with the weighted pack and... doing stuff there, that'd be better.
We're gonna leave it up to the viewers and people on the interwebs to actually vote. I'm gonna post up multiple things for you guys to actually vote on. So
yeah, seems fair.
That's gonna be one of them. So the goal is the one that loses the most fat. So it's fat loss plus muscle gained as a percentage of your body weight. That's how it's going to be fair, because some of us have more to lose. And so it's going to be an overall percentage. So the other caveat is if you lose muscle, that goes against your fat loss. So if you lost, you know, let's just say 3 pounds of muscle, but you lost 13 pounds of fat, you only actually have a 10 point change. Yeah. Simply because of that negative three.
So you can't just aggressively drop body fat and water and
yes,
starve yourself.
Exactly. Wow. So that's going to make it a little more fair. 7 weeks, you know, a lot can actually happen. That's typically I typically give myself 8 weeks for a cut anyways. So this is going to be pretty much right there. And I'm in it to win it. Gonna start sabotaging these guys. I already ordered some food for pizzas for Ryan today. It's being delivered to his house when he gets home.
Well, you're the one that needs it the most.
What do you mean I need it the most?
Looking slim.
That's not gonna work on me. It's over. It's okay. I've accepted that. You know, the only way I'll look as big
isn't
as
that me. Why you cut your sleeves off? Because your arms didn't fit. Nice and snug.
Is that why you wear smalls?
They feel like smalls now.
Yeah. Well, when you're walking around at 5'2", 200 pounds. I'm joking. So, nonetheless, guys, we're going to have a call to action, a vote for the penalty, because there's only one winner, and all the losers will have to participate in the penalty workout. And the best part about this is if anyone that does not complete the actual program, the full commit to the full thing, or if they opt out for the actual the last portion of the penalty, they're going to owe more money. So I think
sounds fair enough.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun. Like I said, in general, guys, challenges. I mean, let's talk about things like this in general. Like most of the time. This is not usually an ideal thing for most people to do. I mean, it's most people is going to set them up for failure in the long term.
That's why we have each other for support.
No, we're actually not supporting each other. We're trying to sabotage actively and discourage each other.
I already told them we can't work out together.
That's pretty mean, right? It's okay. Ryan already sustained an injury, so I'm just going to make him get a little bit injured a little bit again. And the next thing you know, he's not burning as many calories. And he's going to feel bad and start eating late at night again. So, you know, we're trying to this is not one of those encouraging positive thinking things. This is going to be more fun.
Positive. For you guys.
Yeah.
If you're laying in bed eating cereal, probably should stop. Because that's where 20 pounds came from.
Well, my 10 pounds came from eating the same way, but not working out nearly the same way. And so it is quite, you know, here's the thing. This is also why I tell people you should never do for weight management purposes, you should never do a ridiculous amount of exercise to compensate for your weight loss. Primarily, what's going on? Why'd that turn off? Click it. We're gonna take a little break.
This?
Maybe. No, touch the screen. Oh, we're good. Is the screen still recording?
I don't know.
Oh, no, this is recording, so we're good. Yeah. Anyways. So, where were we?
I don't know.
Put your mic in the shot. All right, so what were we talking about? I totally forgot.
It's okay, you can cut it out.
Yeah, this is true.
Anyways, this is a competition.
A real competition.
We're not working out anymore together. We'll have a face off right now.
And technically, I beat you in the last workout. So
the last two.
So I think
I'm sick.
I think I'm actually the employee of the month, finally.
The asthma. It's the allergy.
Ryan's getting hit by the allergy train right now. Normally, he smashes certain workouts, and we got him on the last couple. So
I wanted to think. I think I'm weak. I think I'll fall apart.
I don't have to think you're weak. You just show me yourself.
He doesn't know. I don't wear my watch in the morning when I do my runs.
No. That's your loss. You know, yeah, so, well, no, I remember what we were talking about. So my one of the things I wanted to bring up is this is a great example of why I tell people they should not do overcompensate. You should not overcompensate with exercise yeah. to induce weight loss. Primarily because when your body starts adjusting after you start titrating down on the energy expenditure part of things, you end up in the position where the signaling is still there, right? Like, so your hormone levels are balanced in a way that its expectation is to receive X amount of food, even despite the fact that you're not really fully exerting yourself the same way. So the balancing act of what's called ghrelin and leptin, these are the hunger, the opposing forces in terms of signaling whether you should eat or not. And so they get drastically messed up. And it's funny, I was telling Ryan, normally it's easy for me to cut back my calories below 3,000, but for the first time ever that I can remember is that, you know, I can't think of another time that I've actually struggled with eating less than 3,500 calories a day, and I'm not even expending that much energy by any stretch of the imagination relative to what I was. So, you know, I know 3,000 calories sounds like a lot, but it's really not at the end of the day. So it is always better in most cases to have something that is sustainable overall. And then once you have that sustainable amount of exercise that you can keep up and you have an adequate amount of recovery, finding the right deficit in terms of what you're able to do without creating that type of extra demand that in part will make it easier on your adherence to the lower calories for you to lose that fat. So, you know, this is why I'm going to encourage Ryan to do high intensity workouts as much as possible. So he's hungry all the time. He's hungry right now. If you look at him, look really close. He's like, he has a hunger in his eyes. He was just telling me how hungry he was. So anyways, guys, we're going to document all of this. So follow us. Make sure that you're following the Lazarus Nutrition page first and foremost. And then also give us each a follow, Metabolic Matt and Ridiculous Ryan.
We'll have them do a vote. They could pick who and do a lineup who will win.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We're gonna make some official posts with.
If you're right, we'll do a giveaway.
Yeah. So you can make put some bets in. There's so far five, maybe six of us. So the pot's growing. I'm trying to get the pot to about $1,000. That'll be really fun. And then the penalty will be equally high in terms of financial commitment.
Yeah, they just have to complete it.
Yeah, you just have to complete it. So, anyways, for most people, if you have struggled with weight loss, and if you're not in a place where you can sustain right now, do not do what we're doing. This is not an ideal thing to do.
Viewer discretion
advised. So, but if you're relatively fit and happy with your weight and your health, it's okay to do these things once in a while. I mean, it's more for shits and giggles for us at the end of the day. It's fun for us. It's not debilitating our ability to enjoy life and stuff. It's like, you know, so there's a completely different mindset that goes into it. You have anything else to add, Ryan?
It's time to eat.
Well, thank you for joining us. This was a short one. We're going to have more to come. So just stay tuned and make sure that you, if you want to, like I said, follow us. Make sure you're following the Metabolic Blueprint page on Facebook. It's a private group if you want to learn more in detail about metabolism, weight loss, health, and all things like that. And then just follow the Lazaro Nutrition page, and we will educate and also entertain you.
Vote for me.
Vote for Ryan if you want to lose.